Hubley, and the assistant coach for Hubley on the which the defensive coordinator,
Chuck Wright.
So we'll see how they match up two against each other's offense.
Indeed. So as I'm putting in my stats here, we just received our starting lineups. Number four, Jesse Franzel. Number five, Jason Goffin. And number, And then number 47, Jimmy Shaw. And then, of course, Austin Drake, the quarterback for Ubley at number 11. So the kickoff ready. Harbor Beach in the huddle. Looking, there'll be Harbor Beach kicking off left to right across your radio. Ubley in all black with orange lettering. That includes shoes, helmets, socks, jerseys, and everything in between. Harbor Beach in the white jerseys, black pants, and white helmets. Sutherland ready to kick it off for Harbor Beach. And there he goes, the big boot, the right foot guy. Good kick all the way down to the 10-yard line where number 12 of Ubley kicks, grabs it, and he breaks one tackle and gets brought down at about the 25-yard line. Number 12, that's Nick Sweeney.
Josh Keyes made the hit for the Pirates, stood him up, and so the Bearcats will take over on their, looks like they're going to mark it at the 25-yard line, Clark.
So, Ubley, oh wow, that's a loud air horn there. Austin Drake and the Bearcats will be out on the field first on offense. Ubley going right to left across your radio. With 11:52 to go in the first quarter, Ubley coming out looks like in the wing T offense. Very typical of Ubley and the entire region. Harbor Beach readjusting accordingly. They expected this under Troy Schalke. Drake under center. Hands it off to his first man. Gets brought down in a pile. Maybe a gain of one. Didn't even see who the ball carrier was. Such a fast handoff. That was number 47. Jimmy Shaw with a 1.5, 2-yard gain.
Eli Kraft making the initial stop, then a host of Pirates. The Pirates went into a 5-5-1 defense, so they are daring Ubley to throw the football here.
Wow, and with the wet conditions out here, the field is wet, the hands are dry, you never know what could happen there. So Ubley comes out once again, 2nd and 8 in the wing tee. Shaw under center. Drake under center. Drake hands it off to his left. Moves forward. Number 5, the ball carrier, Jason Kaufman. He moves ahead for about 4 yards, bringing up 3rd and down at the 32-yard line.
And number 22 for the Pirates, Gavin Colapart, made the hit for the Pirates, but it'll bring up a 3rd down and short for you and I.
That's right. 3rd and 3 at their own 33-yard line for Ubley. There is a 10:43 left in the first quarter. Ubley still coming out in that wing tee. Drake under center. 3 men in the backfield. Harbor Beach bringing everyone but 1 man into the box. Drake hands it off to number 5, Coffin. Once again, he hits the line and hits a bunch of white jerseys there. It's going to be close to the first down marker. Gets about up to the 35-yard line. Let's see where they've marked the ball.
It looks like they're going to give him that first down as the center, the Pirate line, stood him up, but he was able to grind it out and get the first down for the Bearcats.
So it looks like about a, I will say, a 4-yard gain there for Jason Kaufman. Eight yards on 2 carries already for him and the Bearcats at their own 35-yard line. 1st and 10 with 10:23 left in the first quarter. No score thus far in Ubley. Wing T once again for Ubley. Drake under center. 3 men in the backfield moving right to left across your radio. All black jerseys, orange lettering. Drake keeps this one, hands it off, in fact, off to Jesse Franzel, number 4, his first carry of the night. He moves ahead the ball about 3 yards.
Looks like number 8, Tyler Kruger, made the hit for the Pirates. Again, the Pirates are putting a defensive player on the center. They're having a 5-man front, and then they're having 3 linebackers and 2 cornerbacks all up, so it makes it a 5-5 front.
And a 4-yard gain there for Franzel and the Bearcats, bringing up 2nd and 6 at their own 39-yard line. Wing T once again, Drake's under center. Drake looking around. Hikes the ball, hands it off to his middleman. Gets tripped up right at the line of scrimmage and still pushes forward for a few yards. That's number 47, Jimmy Shaw, his 2nd carry of the night. He gets about 2 yards before his knee hit the ground there on getting tripped up right at the line of scrimmage.
Right. Mike Lukowski, I believe, tripped him up, but he kept crawling there. But they're going to move him back, and it's going to be 3rd and short again.
Third and three now for the Bearcats at their own 42-yard line. Wing T, once again, I'm starting to see a pattern here for Ubley's offense.
I don't think you'll see the ball in the air.
Drake under center, three men in the backfield at their own 42-yard line, third and three. Drake keeps it for himself around the right side, rolling. He has the first down and then some to the five extra yards and then gets pushed out of bounds at about the 45-yard line into Pirate territory, first and 10 for the Bearcats.
Tom Sutherland forced him out, but not until he picked up a big chunk, and it'll be marked out on the 45-yard line of the Pirates.
So a gain of 13 there for Austin Drake, the quarterback keeper there for first and 10, now into Pirate territory at the Pirate 45-yard line with 8:45 to go in the first quarter. No score in Ubley.
The Pirates were in that five-man front, but they switched out of it and didn't have the corner over there, and that's where the quarterback went.
So Wing T once again basically directly in front of us at the 45-yard line in Pirate territory, first and 10 for the Bearcats. Drake hands it off, looks like to number 45, Kaufman, not much room to run, gain of about two, bringing up second and eight.
Tom Sutherland on the hit for the Pirates along with Mike Lukowski. Again, short gain of 3 or 4 yards.
Excuse me, that's number five, Jason Kaufman.
It looks like the offensive line of the Pirates are really getting into the defensive front of the Pirates, which surprises me a little bit.
So, gain of two for the Bearcats brings up second and eight. They're now on the 43-yard line of Pirate territory. 8 minutes remains in the first quarter. No score. Drake hands it off to number four, the ball carrier, moves to the right side and gets about a yard. Number four, the ball carrier, Jesse Franzel, his second carry of the night, pushes ahead for about a gain of one.
I believe he ran into Cody Puff on that side for the Pirates, and that's going to be a tough side to be there right offensively to run the football against, as it'll bring down a third and long now.
So a third and six for the Bearcats into Pirate territory. They're now at the 41-yard line. With less than 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, no score. Drake under center, Wing T offense for the Bearcats thus far on eight plays, all on the ground for 32 yards. Fumble on the play, but he picks it back up. Drake gets caught in the backfield. Was that a little bit trickery, in fact?
Well, it looked like he was going to keep it and throw the ball, but he fumbled it. And the Pirates' front four came through and piled on him as he was trying to pick it up.
So a loss of 4 yards there for Austin Drake on the quarterback keeper, we're going to call that. And that brings up fourth down. The punt team out for the Bearcats. Line of scrimmage is at the 44-yard line. The punter for the Bearcats back at his own 42-yard line. Punting right to left across your radio. We have Sloan Klasky and Aaron Ginther ready to kick that off. Great punt from Ubley.
Beautiful punt.
Right down to about the 5-yard line where Sloan Klasky is going to take a fair catch. And we're going to take a quick break. 6:38 remains in the first quarter. No score. Ubley defense now onto the field for the first time. You're tuned to WLEW.
It's football season. And you know what that means, right? We're turning up the thermostat and watching the dollars fly right out of our wallets. Your friends at CHS and Ubley want to help you keep those dollars and warm you up at the same time. CHS and Ubley offers outdoor wood furnace systems from Central Boiler Products. These systems are safe, efficient outdoor wood furnaces that provide 100% of your heating needs. Central Boiler manufactures and distributes the classic outdoor wood furnace, an outdoor wood-fired hydronic heater that heats multiple buildings, domestic water, and more. The outdoor furnace is designed to work with any existing heating system, with many models and sizes to choose from. An outdoor wood furnace system from Central Boiler and CHS in Ubley is the logical choice to keep you warm and save you money. For more information, call Chris at CHS in Ubley at 989-658-4328.
And while you were out, Harbor Beach ran their first play, first and 10 from their own 5-yard line. Kraft kept it for himself around the right side. Good enough for 20 yards, but now he hands it off to Sloan Klasky with room to run. He's into the 45, to the 50. He's off for the races, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Sloan Klasky, second play of the drive, touchdown, Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach strikes first on the second play of their drive.
Well, I'll tell you what, it looks like he left from the 34-yard line.
25-yard line.
All right, a 75-yard touchdown run by Sloan Klosky. He just burst up the middle, but the reason he